Good evening, everyone. This is the Winchester Town Board of September 24th, 2019. I'm a little behind. We'd like to have a Pledge of Allegiance. How about a pledge by Judy, our guest appearance? Oh, we have no flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I think the problem is we keep moving.
Our veterans are rolling over in their grave right now.
Oh, I know.
We still did it.
Yeah. That's the most important thing, is our heart was in the right place, even if the flag wasn't. Okay. The first portion of this meeting is devoted to comments by the public. These are about items on this agenda. No discussion or action may be taken on any agenda item. At this time, you will be afforded an opportunity to speak on those individual items when they're presented. If you wish to speak to us and give us some testimony about the items, please stand up, address your comments to the group. You may have 3 minutes. Please come up, face everybody, because we've had issues with people saying they can't hear. Please spell your last name for Victoria so she can get it right. And you'll be afforded the opportunity to speak. If you need a little longer, we can perhaps decide on that might be possible. I would like to make a motion for the approval of the minutes of September 10th, 2019. Do I have a second? Thank you, sir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Now I would like to approve tonight's agenda for September 24th. Do we have any additional items or holds or deletes or I guess not? Okay. I move to approve the agenda for this evening. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry I didn't ask for a second. Okay, let's begin with the agenda for this evening. Our first item. Do we have any informational items? I'm sorry. I apologize. I spoke out of turn.
Should we introduce the gang?
Oh, yes, by all means. Let's introduce the gang.
All right.
Go ahead. Starting on the right.
I'm Ken Dayton. Hello.
I'm Bob Mikes.
I'm John Delabos.
I'm Judy Siegel.
And I'm in a hurry. I apologize. But it's your fault.
Victoria. She's the secretary.
Oh, and our secretary is Victoria Bonner. We're representing Sager Bloom's office is Beatrice Martinez. And for the county, we have?
Julie Rowland for Clark County Planning Department.
Thank you. Okay. I stand corrected. I apologize. All righty. Thank you very much, sir.
Of course.
We do have items for announcements, informational items.
Yes, we have a job fair this Friday at the Government Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have about 90 employers signed up and a couple hundred job openings though behind 84.
Wow, that's cool.
Where is that?
The Government Center, downtown.
The meeting here at the Winchester Center was great. It's really good. For a couple of hours, I stayed to a quarter to two.
How many jobs?
Hundreds.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Several hundred.
Yeah.
So Dennis is hiring 60. The City of Las Vegas, Metro, Fire, Help with Southern Nevada. We have for-profit companies. Like I said, 90 employers have signed up as of this afternoon.
That's wonderful.
Awesome. We'll share that with our...
And I have flyers here if anyone wants to take some. I'll just pass them around.
Thanks.
How great is that? That's really great. I took one last time, but I'll pass them down. Thank you. Okay. Anything else, Beatrice, or from anyone else? Okay, let's begin with item number one. TM-19-500172-305CCD LLC. It's a tentative map for a commercial subdivision on 6.1 acres. In an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located on the south side of Convention Center Drive and the west side of Debbie Reynolds Drive. I thought we changed the name of that street.
No, not yet.
No,
not yet.
It's been held for 6 months.
Oh, it has been. Thank you for sharing. Within Winchester Township, is the applicant present?
Yes.
Good evening.
John Merrick, last name is M-A-R-E-K.
Thank you, sir.
6345 South Jones Boulevard. Here on behalf of the applicant, we're proposing a one-lot commercial subdivision on 6.1 acres of land on Convention Center and Debbie Reynolds. It's basically just a limited time residence, you know, like basically like a resort for the first so many number of four floors, and then the top view, the top four or five floors will be dedicated to residents and stuff like that. This is a, I'm sorry, I didn't put it on poster board, but it's like an L-shaped parcel, and then it runs down, it continues down. Again, I'm very sorry. It's on poster board, but thank you very much. Sorry about that. And then it runs down to the corner. And then there's a proposed dining nearby.
Is this Majestic?
Yes.
Okay, that would have helped a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's just like I'm going to, okay, now there's two projects on the same corner. Yeah, thank you. Sometimes
in all honesty, I'm filling in at the last moment. I don't mind, but I didn't get it.
That's okay. We won't have any mercy for you anymore.
Oh,
I'm just teasing you.
I don't deserve it.
Oh, you're sad. You're so nice. That's the Majestic.
The new one?
The brand new one, yeah. On the corner of Debbie Reynolds and Convention Center. It's the southwest corner.
Okay. That's it. Any questions?
So you were looking
to... We concur with staff's recommendations and conditions, and then we're good to go.
Do we have any comments from the audience on this item or questions? Okay, seeing none, I'll open it to the board for that purpose.
I don't have any questions.
I have one.
Okay.
We went through this before for this hotel, didn't we? And we just...
I wish I knew. I'm sorry. I don't.
That's why I thought I was confused. Maybe they were doing something to another part of that intersection.
Was there a change in the designation?
No, the project, the Majestic's already finished. They're just doing this for mapping purposes. They have to do a tentative map and then go through the final map process for public works.
Thank you. Now it went from clear as mud to a reason for being here.
Yeah, this is just establishing their boundary line, so in case they want to do records of survey in the future, they have a one-lot commercial sub, and then they don't have to keep coming in and try to, like if they wanted to sell me the parking lot, they just do records of survey.
You're just wonderful. Thank you for doing that. I was just so confused.
He's better than me.
Well, that's why he's here. Okay. No questions then. I totally understand where we are.
I motion to approve with staff conditions.
I second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for coming. Yeah, it's like...
You should have seen John's first day of the gavel.
Oh, yes. There were so many hands that were flat. Okay, our next item. WS-19-0689-LCR 3025 Highland LLC. It's waivers of development standards for the following. Reduced street landscaping, reduced parking lot landscaping, allow modified driveway design standards. Design reviews also are included for the following proposed industrial building and vivid hues for a proposed industrial building on 1.3 acres in an M1, which is a light manufacturing zone. Applicant is here. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Greg Esposito.
Thank you.
1442 White Drive. Helping our friend Lucy Stewart out on this one. I do apologize for the poor quality of my printer. I didn't know my printer was going out until I tried printing today.
This one's weird.
Reds and oranges aren't anywhere near as funky as those stripes would indicate. Just imagine
that's
a very
comforting.
Solid red where it is red. It's not as pretty as that. So this is basically an industrial building. It's a vacant lot right now. It's an industrial building proposed for Highland Drive. The waiver of development standards are to remove some on-street landscaping and some parking lot landscaping. The third picture, the third printout I gave you, is a close-up of the landscape plan. If you look on the north and south, and I'll show you some pictures, on Highland, there is really no landscaping currently, and so adding the one row of trees is going to be an improvement anyway. We're simply asking for one fewer tree in order to not make it too dense right there along Highland. We're asking for a couple of fewer trees inside the parking lot, but are compensating with it for it by adding more trees than required around the perimeter. So while we are asking for fewer trees than a standard, in reality the whole property will have 9+ trees, and staff is recommending approval of that that portion, that waiver of the old standards. As far as the throat, the other properties, and let me just show you right now what is to the north and to the south. I only printed up two copies of this. The first one is the building to the north, directly to the north, at Scores Gentlemen Entertainment Club. You'll see that there's limited landscaping there, and it is right there up against Highland. There's no driveway depth there. And then to the south are just some industrial buildings, if you look at the picture, you see the trucks are parked right there up against the curb. Staff also doesn't have a problem with our requesting the modified driveway design. And then as far as the design review, it is simply an industrial building in an industrial area. It's Highland.
Oh, that's a pretty
The vivid hues are that solid red that you see in my poorly printed house. And then the white, those are glass panels. They're glass panels that will eventually have some LED display behind them, it's just far as, you know, changing colors, making it look very nice. We feel it's an improvement to the neighborhood, an improvement to an industrial zone, and so we're asking, the staff has recommended approval, and we're asking that we go along with them.
Is the loading zone facing Highland Drive, or is it in the...
Well, it's actually the throat, it's the driveway depth. That is what we're asking for the waiver for.
Right.
It's the throat depth.
Yeah, it says here that the loading zone, the throat depth conflicts with the required loading zone. So I'm just wondering where the loading zone is and what the requirements are for that.
Yes, I read the same thing, and I don't know that I have the answer to it. All I know is that even though staff mentioned the report, they then sort of contradict themselves saying it's fine.
So this is like a pass-through?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so this is like you driving under this.
Yes, you can drive under the building. It's in a bit of an odd shape. But yes, you can drive under the building.
Is that meant to be like a drive-through?
No.
For any purpose, like
no, I think
service
it's just,
or something?
I think it's just so that they can, they designed the building so they could meet the drive aisle requirements. I don't think it's designed. It's not going to be used as a drive-through.
Okay, I gotcha.
And I apologize that I don't have a better answer for you where the loading zone is, but I read what you said, and the staff just didn't see it as being a problem. Okay.
Do we have any questions from comments from the audience this evening? Okay, hearing none. Board, you ask yours.
What will they be doing there, Greg?
I don't know that they've designated it. It is.
What is it now?
They haven't designated it yet.
What is it now?
It's a blank space. It's a vacant lot.
It's a vacant lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's a brand new building.
Because I see, the vacant lot, but then there's these two buildings?
No. That's to the north.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to demonstrate what the neighborhood looked like.
Oh,
okay. Just
okay.
Other things on the street.
To drive by. That's all.
Okay. All right. And they haven't said what they want it for?
No.
They're just building a building?
Let me not be coy.
Yeah, don't be coy. That's a mad minute.
No, it was planned to be a dispensary, but then they've withdrawn. They've changed it now. They're not looking to make this a dispensary at this time. If they do decide to make it a dispensary, they'd of course have to come in front of all sorts of regulatory bodies. But the applicants were previously approved for dispensary relocation on the northern parcel, but then they acquired the southern parcel, redesigned the entire thing, and are now no longer looking for the dispensary.
So there's no planned use for the building yet?
No, actually, no. They just filed it as an industrial building.
Was the plans for the building, the design, the architecture, originally for a retail cannabis?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that is they call that Men Men Red, and you know there was a sign up here that said Men Men. I got the revisions today, and so when they only had this parcel, this was going to they had applied for a dispensary, mm-hmm. but since they added the second one, now they've changed their mind. They've changed what they want to do.
So maybe I mean. Safe to assume that that's probably still the plan, but they're going to go back to the tenant and say, hey, we have more space, we want a better contract.
Any
insight there?
Well, no.
Are they building it themselves, or is it being built for them? In other words, is it a spec building, or are they building it?
You know what? I can't answer that because I don't have the answer.
Okay, my other question is regarding the landscaping. You're asking for a waiver? And
two waivers.
Two waivers for the landscaping?
One is for one fewer tree along Highland.
Okay.
So the 10% reduction, because there's
ten. 11, okay. There's 11 pictured here right on this page.
I think maybe that is considered along the
Yeah, the other,
the
south
other one, line. Okay.
And then the other one is there's the standard for how many are supposed to be on islands in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the design, we only have
Gotcha.
Technically six on islands, and so we're adding all these instead.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. We have fewer on the islands in the parking lot than we're supposed to.
Gotcha.
And but back to the dispensary part, I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to obfuscate anything. There is no plan for this building after it's approved, and we're not trying to pull a fast one. Anything that we would do with it, we have to get approval from the county anyway. So
right
now it's just being listed as an industrial building. Yes, it is to MedMen specs. It looks exactly like what they would have liked, but it's not a MedMen building at the time. I can't say who's funding it or who's building it, but it's being paid in MedMen. So let's just assume.
Got it.
I have one question. Go ahead if you have any. Did you have one?
No.
I have one question. On the letter from LAS Consulting, in the second paragraph, they talk about a portion of the second floor extending over the fire lane.
Right.
Now, is that meant to be this drive-through area here?
Yeah. Yes, I would assume that this is the fire lane, and so yes, this would be the second
now,
floor.
Now, what is anticipated for getting to the backside of the building if you need to? Is that would be through this service alley?
No, and it would be through here. This is a drive aisle.
Okay, but my only question is this opening high enough for the fire department to get under it?
I have to assume so, because
from this picture, it kind of doesn't look like it is. I know how tall fire trucks are, and they look a little taller than that.
It says 9-foot bridge, 9-foot.
No, it's not tall enough to get a fire truck.
It'll come back. If it's fire department will
There's no way
catch
the county plans if it wouldn't.
That was my only question.
Yeah, they will.
But I will bring that up to Lucy, that you brought up that concern, and I'll make sure she has that answer in the next step.
I just think it's important.
Of course. Yeah. No,
if I were in the building, I think it was really important. Any other questions?
I motion to approve with staff conditions.
I second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Okay, moving right along. WS-19-0701-SUPHANTHUCHAT, Charles. A waiver of development standards to increase the front yard landscape, hardscape. In conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 1/10 acre in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the south side of El Segundo Avenue and the east side of La Canada Street within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Good evening. Step on up and regale us with your presentation.
Applying for a waiver of the landscaping.
so much for my more able just to be able to pay for the rent on the house. The house, did come, well, I took care of, ownership was transferred to me in June.
Okay.
Yes. And I received it as is. The entire front yard landscape was all concrete. And at some point, I was informed that I need to adjust it so that there is, what's the word?
Less hardscape?
Yes, yes. Less concrete and more more plantation.
More soft.
Yes. I do have some greenery set up already by potted plants. And
now, is this in front or in back, sir?
The front.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. I'm fine because the FS has received a violation regarding to a vehicle on my property. All vehicles, violation CE19-0973-3. And everything is all vehicles are registered and operational.
Thank you, that wasn't included. Thank you.
And
so, I'm sorry.
And last thing is the point of the industry that we have, the entire front area was cemented since 1998.
So is this the first action against this property that you're aware of for concrete?
Yes.
Since 98?
As far as I'm aware.
Okay.
Can I open the floor for questions?
Yeah. Any comments or information from the audience? All right. Seeing none, do we have questions?
I do. So you got a violation because you were parking too many cars in the front and the cars weren't operable?
From my understanding, yes.
Okay. And they came out, they talked to you, and then they said you need to put landscaping in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because from what I understand, it should be 60-40%.
Got it.
Okay. So the original complaint was about the cars, do you know, or was the complaint about too much hardscape?
It says cars here, I think.
Yeah,
we saw that. Yeah. Go ahead. I think you can help us.
Sometimes, since a pro will come out, somebody complains that there's too many cars, and then they'll take it upon themselves to start finding other things.
Yeah.
And then it snowballs into them having to come in.
What is too many cars?
I believe you can have one operable. I feel like it's three.
Three?
I feel like it's two or three.
I got some neighbors I need to talk to.
Yeah.
How many cars?
Now, do you say these are operable or inoperable, sir?
Operable.
Cars all work.
So a neighbor complained about the cars. They thought maybe they were inoperable, and then the county came out and said, oh, look what we found. You have too much hardscape.
Yes. That's happened quite a few times in our office. Our officers will come in and say, oh, the cars are working, but guess what? And then it turns into a hardscape.
Yeah. I live in the area. Your house is not the only house with 100% hardscape in your driveway. And it probably looks better than a lot of other homes in the neighborhood that have only 60% hardscape, but the softscape or landscape doesn't look
better. Yeah, it's pretty ratty.
Well, since we're in a drought, like...
Yeah, I mean, there's no some here.
You have to water concrete, right?
I don't have
any questions. Well, it's a residential area. It's supposed to look like a residential area, not like a parking lot. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Your other neighbors, it was one neighbor that complained, right?
I understand.
Just one?
9 days before you bought the house.
I'm surprised.
Interesting.
Before or after you bought the home, sir?
Or the public response was on. It was 9 days before you took possession of the property. Are there any complaints prior to this one for the same thing?
Honestly, I didn't even check.
Yeah.
I can check.
Do you live there by yourself?
No, but there were parents.
Your parents, how many people live in the house?
Three.
Three? So was it three cars that were up front, or how many cars were up front when the complaint happened?
I believe
it was four. Four or five cars? Does everybody have like two cars? One?
I travel from here to LA a lot, so I'm always listening.
Got it.
Do you have any plans? I like what you did with this. Do you have plans to one day dress up the front yard at all, or, you know?
I have more time, more likely, but not much further than what's raised up.
Okay.
There were a couple.
There were a couple. When were they? Do you know? Can you tell?
And your parents transfer title to you?
No, it was a family friend.
A family friend transfer title to you?
I'm sorry.
I'll have to get back to you.
Okay. Well.
So, what are you thinking, John? I see the wheels turning.
Yeah, I'm inclined to think you got caught on a catch-22 here with the cars. In other words, the cars annoyed someone. And I happen to know that's happened to me. My ex collected cars. And I mean, he collected expensive cars. And they were parked all around our corner lot in Green Valley. We had nine of them. And yeah. And they were all registered, all insured, all working. And they were detailed once every 2 weeks. So, I mean, it was perfect. But somebody didn't like all those cars. And we ended up having to do something about that. Because they were parked on the street too. I don't know where yours are all parked. Were yours parked on your property only, sir, or were they parked on the street as well?
On the property at the time.
Okay.
We had, on my street, we had a similar situation, except that it wasn't paved. The driveway was there, and everything else was landscaped, and there were six cars there.
You mean on the church?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, grass or dirt. Or
whatever. Whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, they were forced to remove it. So.
But, you know, it's interesting. So have you spoken to the neighbor that originally complained? Do you know who it was?
They usually don't disclose.
Yeah. You know, because they're complaining about the cars, but this is about the landscape. One really doesn't have anything to do with the other.
But it's not just that, it's the precedent.
Yeah,
so
when
the neighborhood going to start growing in their front yards?
Yeah, you don't want to set that precedent.
You better approve one, you better approve all of them to come before us.
But to your point, you know, I have a neighbor to my right next door who has at any given time just 6 to 8 cars parked all over the grass and dirt.
Yeah, but the people who
how many neighbors have just the concrete look?
That I know of?
Mm-hmm. On your street?
I'm actually taking the locals.
No. Are there others that have the concrete look?
No, I do have some letters from a few neighbors at the mirror. Five neighbors who will be okay with this happening as well.
So you corrected the problems that they originally went out there for. You corrected not having that many cars.
No, it's not that many.
You still have the same amount of cars that are parked there.
Yes, except they're now all on the driveway and on the street that we live. Well,
so they were on the driveway, and then you got the citation, or they were on the street?
They're all on my property.
Okay.
On the street.
And now you're parking some on the street.
Yes.
On some. Gotcha.
And how many is it? Five? Five cars?
Yes.
Well, I don't know what we're dealing with there. Are we dealing with the number of cars or the fact that the whole front yard is paved?
It seems to me that if the cars are all running, we're dealing with the hardscape issue, is, and there's a 60-40 precedent regulation on that?
The application is waiver of the development standards. That's what you're
hardscape. The matter was about the cars, they came out, and then now they're like, oh, we found this other thing. Mm-hmm. They found that it was all cemented.
It's hard. Heat island effect and stormwater runoff is what appears to be the issue of the county with having too much concrete.
Mm-hmm. What is it? What did you say?
It's stormwater runoff.
Heat islands. Sorry, what's the words? I just lost it. It creates too much heat. There's too much concrete. Like, I mean, come on, it's 110 degrees every single day.
I think it's a catch-22 where if you have a lot of landscaping, you use a lot of water.
I don't see a problem with that. I can't see why we would force a neighbor to jackhammer up his driveway because of concern over too much heat.
No.
That's how I feel about it. Mm-hmm.
I'm more inclined with what you're saying.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if your neighbors have a problem with how many cars are in the driveway, I think the best bet would maybe just be, you know, go around the neighborhood, introduce yourself, and you know, not necessarily confront them, but just, you know, let them know, hey, we're in the neighborhood, we love the neighborhood, you know, we own a house, and
all the cars work.
Yeah, all the cars work, and you know, we're gonna do a better job of trying to keep them all out of the driveway at once. And, you know, we appreciate you guys.
The people that he's talking to are concerned about their property.
True, with too many cars. You know, but I mean, to me, it's like one of these things when, like, okay, so. But that's not what the neighbors were complaining about, though. They're complaining about the cars. You know, you have this code where you can't have your trash cans in front of your house, but you drive through.
It says 64, it doesn't say cars. Before the car, it says.
Right. Yeah. I'll make a motion. Have we let the public speak yet?
I offered before we did, yes.
First, before.
They got it.
Okay, they had it first, okay. I move to approve the staff conditions. It seems pretty cut and dry to me, and not as big a deal as the time we've spent on it thus far.
Is this type of thing grandfathered in? In other words, is there this 60-40 is the current regulation? Was it the regulation when?
In 90, I do not know.
You know, that's another thing too.
That was probably 29.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
In which case, it may have been fine then, and it's not fine now.
There are people that complained. I had somebody that came in, they were getting construction done on their house, so all the construction workers were there, and the neighbors complained that the construction people were parking in front of their house every day for a week. And they got a CC Pro violation for hardscape. So this is not uncommon. People just don't like to see the cars. They just assume, and then
okay. All righty.
Well, I guess my motion still stands, but while we're chatting about it, it's likely that they'll come out again and say, okay, you can't have your driveway like this. Thus, we would probably see you again for the same thing. And I think at that point, you know, maybe that would change my opinion if it's really that big of a deal to the county.
Or the neighbor that complained, he would maybe show up or something.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's another good point.
Because he has letters that some neighbors don't mind, so.
Yeah. No. I mean, once this gets approved, they close the case.
Yeah, so if someone complains again,
the case is closed.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of like inoculating him, basically. Okay, I'll second your motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. 3-1 carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we recommended the staff conditions. You did do that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
S-U-P-H-A-N-T-H-E-Z-H-E-T.
Are you Thai?
Yeah.
I figured.
Thank you.
I guess I'll get up the rest of you, right?
Yeah.
My apologies.
That's fine. Okay. Now we have our last item. WS-19-0660-Convention Center LV Holdings LLC. It's a waiver of development standards to reduce the setback for a freestanding sign. Design review for the following. One, to modify an existing freestanding sign, including the addition of a video unit. And two, increase the area of a proposed animated sign video unit in conjunction with a freestanding sign in conjunction with an existing hotel on 1.7 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone terminally located on the north side of Convention Center Drive, 240 feet east of Channel 8 Drive alignment within Winchester. I can see the applicant is present. Good evening. State your
Travis Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, with Yesco presenting for the owner, 5119 South Cameron Street. So what we're requesting here are two things. One being a waiver of the design standard for the LED display square footage. Current code calls for 150, we're asking for 260. This was actually previously approved for this exact project, but it expired, so we're asking for it again, staff agrees. The second one we're asking for is a reduction in setback from the street. Currently, code requires 10 foot, or not from the street, from the back of the sidewalk, rather, the property line. Code says 10 foot, we're asking for 4 foot 9. And the reason we're asking for that is because of the sidelines. I put a couple of photos out for you, but this is really probably the best one. This building here is only 9 feet from the back of curb for them. Their sign is 7 foot, and these palm trees are directly on that sidewalk. So, on behalf of the owner, we're requesting that we be allowed to reduce the setback of the new digital signage to better, you know, take advantage of this very soon to be incredibly very busy area.
Is that sign going to end up in front of the Bagelmania sign?
Correct.
Although that seems like a wasted opportunity. Put one block.
It's right here. Bagelmania is down here.
No, but I mean from the picture you showed, sir, I'm only looking at that. As a pedestrian or a person driving down the street, would that sign be right in front of the other sign?
There will be...
That's my only question.
It's not quite as close as it looks, but there will be a visual impact of the Bagels.
Okay.
It's
happened to like that sign.
I'm sorry?
I said I happened to like that sign.
Well, that is beautiful. A couple of further details. So the sign's 21 foot 5 from grade, so we're not going to have a clearance issue with anything. Also, it's still 15 and a half feet back from the street. So we're not going over the sidewalk, we're not going over the street, we're not going to have clearance issues there. We're purely asking from a visibility standpoint, particularly from this eastward drive.
So is the pole of the sign, the base, whatever you want to call it, is that located in this dark parking lot area in front of the building?
It is. It is set against the building for all intents and purposes.
Oh, it's against the building?
Yes, it's set very far back.
Yeah, you've given us the specs for the indoor skydiving setback. Have you done the same research on the Bagelmania sign setback? How far there?
Do you know
the sign setback?
I believe it's 9. I don't have the exact measurement on it, but this is probably 8.
So you guys want to be a good 5 feet further out than any of the other signs on the block?
Well, compared to the acceptance indoor skydiving, which is there.
He's 9, I thought.
So the building's 9, the sign, indoor skydiving signs are 7.
Or 7.
Okay.
And so we'd be 4.5 to our median edge.
Okay. Judy, are you refusing yourself on this one?
I am.
Okay. I mean,
I don't presume to guess what anybody's thinking. It just seems to me that they're standing in front of each other.
There's a height difference too. The bagel mating sign on top of it is at 79 feet, whereas the height on our side is 35 feet. So even though the bagel mating's up here, when you're driving by, the dimension center sign is down here.
It's going to be a pretty significant difference. I mean, this isn't exactly telling the story because the bagel mating sign is probably a good 30 feet behind you taking this photo.
It's about 100. It is 100.
More than that. And this is the pole. So this is obviously looking west. Okay. We have a really great opportunity.
Okay, this pole, this is a pole then. This isn't part of the building.
Correct. That is the initial project.
Oh, all kinds of new information's coming out. It's amazing.
Is there, what's the problem with having, so the sign is obviously kind of juts out.
Over that driving area.
It flags.
Right. What, and if you were to center it.
Center it over?
Yeah.
So that's not an optimal solution because it would push it even further back from the street from a visibility standpoint. Mm-hmm. So code would allow us to cant it off to within 10 feet of the back of curve.
Right.
So, and that's basically our, I'm going to call it worst case scenario. Our best case would be to push it out a little bit further. Again, this is clear as day, but if you get that eastwardly traffic, you know, we're really going to miss it out.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. If you want your sign to be as visible as possible.
Absolutely.
How tall is the sign from the top of the pole, sir?
It's 30.
I just want to make sure that doesn't include other things.
We're 20 foot 3 and then 13 foot 9. So
13, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was my question.
So 34.8. And the bagel mania sign is how tall?
79.
So you figure the bottom of it's probably got to be about 30, 35 or 40.
So the bagel mania sign is well taller than your sign.
Well taller, yeah. You'll start having that visual issue block or whatever as you approach it. Mm-hmm. But that bagel sign is going to be pretty visible.
Now, is that going to be like a reader board sign, sir?
Yes, this is a digital display.
Okay. Shopping center, and they saved the one building on the corner.
Oh,
because
yeah.
If they would have demolished it, they would have had all kinds of zoning issues. So they redeveloped it, basically, if I'm not misspeaking out of turn.
Bagelmania is ours as well.
Yeah,
but what I said about the building is right, isn't it? You say that portion of the shopping center was saved, so you wouldn't have to go getting re-permitted and redevelopment under all kinds of different standards.
She can't really comment.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I just thought that might... That's the reason that it's still there. Yeah, that's the building.
Okay.
It's the part that you see on this end of the picture that looks kind of...
Yeah. This is the existing...
Yeah, that's that old ratty building that's now being remodeled.
That's the Bagel Meeting Building.
Yeah.
And that's a freestanding building?
It is.
Yeah, it was part of a shopping center, Ken, and they took everything else but the shopping center. But that one corner installation.
Nice. Smart.
Yeah, it was smart.
When you guys designed the sign, I mean, pretty safe to say you designed it with the goal of everyone being able to see everyone else's sign. Because you're well taller than the Bagel Mania, so you're not.
No, they're actually going to be shorter.
We're going to be well shorter.
Yeah, well shorter than Bagel Mania.
And when this was originally permitted, there probably wasn't a Bagel Mania sign on the drafting board, was there?
Correct.
That's what I thought.
To my knowledge, I don't know when the owner took ownership of Bagel Mania, but I know this project was approved in waivers over two almost 3 years ago. So it's been in the works for a long time. Bagel Mania was just recently
right. Completed. It's interesting they got their sign up already. Okay.
For the digital sign, we haven't talked about NITs.
No, you be disc. That's right. We need to know about your NITs.
No, we don't.
8,000.
How many?
8,000. 8,000. At night, so it's not blasted in your face.
That was going to be my question.
Very conscious of that.
Well, yeah. We at Turnberry, we become very conscious of that.
Oh. Yes.
You live and learn. I'll make a motion on this.
Sure.
I motion to approve with staff conditions.
I second.
In the staff conditions, there's a, I'm looking at the wrong one here, which I'm not. There's a denial of waiver of development standards that we've got to deal with. Can you share with us exactly what that entails for
yes,
you?
Sir. My understanding of the denial is the setback request that I'm making, or that we are, and the owner are making, is the denial. The approval is for the larger LED display of 260 square feet.
Okay, so we would have to actually make a different motion, because if we're going to approve with staff conditions, then that's going to limit where the sign can exist. It doesn't mean it can't exist, it just can't exist there. So if we didn't have a problem with it existing there, then we have to change this, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that right?
So if you want to approve everything, you can do approval for design review and approval of waiver of development standards with, if approved, conditions, or you can just follow staff recommendation that says...
Oh, we can then.
You decide whatever you want.
No, but I mean, if we want to make a motion to approve, we can do that without having to adjust the conditions so that the sign can be where it was originally intended to be located, knowing that it's not going to be as high as the other one.
The development standard is the whole thing in question. So, I mean, essentially, or effectively, I should say, staff is kind of denying. They say approval of the design, but denial of the encroachment
into the right of way.
Yeah.
Now, then the encroachment in the right-of-way, though, is less than the already established encroachment in the right-of-way, is that...?
Correct. These palm trees are at zero.
Well, I'm more concerned about the sign than the
sign is at 7 feet back.
Okay. Because the trees, it's landscaping median, so that doesn't, I don't think, apply. But the sign does.
You want to change your motion?
Yeah, I think so.
Fire away.
Okay, I approve, I recommend approval of the design review and also recommend approval of a waiver of the development standards to permit the sign to proceed as designed in that location. Do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can't vote.
No, of course not. I wasn't expecting you to make sure that Ken voted.
I vote.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
We just wanted not to screw it up. Okay.
You want materials?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to keep mine.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
For the big win.
I save all this stuff, you know me. I'm a pack rat.
Holding on to yours?
I'm keeping mine.
All right.
But thank you, sir. Okay, let's see where we are. Do we have any general business this evening? Okay, we don't. Excellent. Any comments by the general public for on any items that we've covered or anything you'd like to bring up? All right, our next meeting is October 8th, 2019. We stand adjourned. Thank you so much for coming.